Jaguars owner Shad Khan and general manager David Caldwell at practice today on the Florida Blue practice fields outside of Everbank Field. It's day two of the voluntary veteran minicamp, and welcome into Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Another busy day outside of here.
I noticed you put in a full day out there with Shad.
I saw you out there all two and a half hours, too. Well, you got to when the boss is in town, right? It's voluntary. We were there, that's for sure. Another busy day, of course. Music blaring the whole time, full speed, a lot of energy today. The talk this time of year always comes back to the quarterback. We heard from Blaine Gabbert today. We heard from Jed Fish. The point is, I think at this point, that there's no real true quarterback on this team, right?
Yeah, it's really not. There was so much talk early in the offseason about Blaine Gabbert. You had a new administration coming in. Everybody wanted to know, who's your quarterback? So as a result, they got asked a lot of questions about the quarterback, and the story was Blaine. I think the story right now is that there's really not a QB1, so to speak, on this team. This is an open competition. They're both taking the same amount of reps. So any thought that this was somebody's job to lose or somebody had an edge, I don't think that's true. I think it's going to be a case whoever plays the best, maybe even somebody who's not here, is going to be the quarterback.
The news is that there is no news, I guess, right? When would we find out some of that news?
I think it's going to be an ongoing process. Gus talks all the time about competition, and I think people are going to get tired of hearing that. They're going to want to say, well, give us some answers. Let's figure out who's starting. That's not going to happen until training camp. I think you're going to hear a decision on the quarterback when they have a gut feel on it. And with so much competition, with so much unknown, it could be a while. It could be training camp before you figure this out.
Here's what Blaine Gabbert and Jed Fish had to say earlier today about that competition.
We're not worrying about that. My goal is to go out there and get better every day. And that's what it boils down to. And that's everybody's goal on this football team. We're always competing, regardless of the situation that you're put in. But our main mindset, our biggest focal point right now is just getting better on a daily basis.
I appreciate what the fans want to hear right now, but I think that we've had one practice. And we've had whatever amount of meetings, seven or something like that. So we don't have that. We have two guys competing as hard as they possibly can to put themselves in position to be a starting quarterback. And I think that they need to have tunnel vision. And I think they need to focus in on what they can control and not worry about really anything other than that.
Well, John, you had a chance to actually visit with Chad Henne today as well. What's his take on all this?
Well, I think his take is as expected. Chad's a guy who started six games last year. He started a lot of football in his career. He sees this as an open competition. He's been told it's an open competition. He's approaching it that way. I think he looks at it like he has just as much of a chance to win the job. There's going to probably be three guys in the mix. Chad Henne feels like he's one of those three guys.
Yeah, we could be another guy come in sure. Next week. Who knows?
I would expect that.
In the draft, so we'll find that out. Jed Fish, and you mentioned earlier Chad Henne today, talked about some of the elements of this offense.
Right.
Some of it's starting to filter out a little bit now, and we're finding out some things. What did you find out?
Well, it's not going to be a case where we know exactly what all this offense is going to be like, maybe until that first preseason game, because they're going to keep a lot of it under wraps. But you're starting to hear Jed and Chad talk a little bit about up-tempo stuff. Chad talked today about running some of the sugar huddle offense, which is where you have guys at the line of scrimmage sort of ready to get plays in quick based on what's going on in the field. So, again, not an incredible amount of detail yet. I wouldn't expect that, but it's going to be quick. It's going to be up-tempo. It's going to be about attacking.
And the guy running that attacking offense is offensive coordinator Jed Fish. We had a chance to mic him up at practice earlier today.
Stop. Good. Better. Turn up. Hey, Reisner. Transition and go, man. Not catch it, tuck it, go. Catch it, tuck it, go. Push him back. Say, hey, plus two, get widened out. I don't know why they were doing that. Right? Good. Okay. Here's the thing. Understand the route, right? That's perfect. We don't want to get him any deeper than that, and we want him to catch it at his face right before he crosses the line of scrimmage.
Okay. QBs on three. 1, 2, 3. QBs. 4:15.
Now that is inside information.
That's inside stuff.
Right there. We'll have a full feature coming up Friday with Jed Fish on the field during practice right here on Jaguars.com. Final full day of veteran minicamp tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars.